you're more empathetic than the average person.
Well, I've been called fake empathetic before.
Fake empathetic?
I think I'm very good at performing empathy.
What?
That doesn't necessarily have an indictment on how empathetic I am, but I think I'm good at are you saying you're not good at putting on a performance? Come on, what are you talking about? Dr. Manulani Alulimaya writes, knowing there is intelligence in feeling, and feeling in intelligence, begins the long turnaround from an isolated thinking self-void of the potential messiness of subjective realities found in all versions of the world. So my question to you is, how would you describe the connection for yourself between your emotions and your intelligence?
I feel like that's a that's a double-barreled question almost, right? Because you can have emotional intelligence, and then there is a point there of like being too intelligent that you dissect your emotions. I'd say that the relationship between my intelligence and my emotions, very poor.
Really?
Very poor. I'd say so.
So would you say that you're somebody that has, as you said, too much intelligence that you just dissect your emotions, don't necessarily feel them?
Oh yeah, 100%. And then I nitpick my emotions.
Mm.
I start to think like, why am I feeling that? Probably because this thing happened when I was 8 and I didn't really process that correctly. And then by the time that I realize what that emotion is, the moment's gone. The moment's gone. And then I'm like, oh, I didn't really respond to that how I wanted to. But I think the crux of that as well is just like, I don't think intelligence and emotion has to be specifically linked. Like, properly.
So would you say they're quite separate?
Yeah, 100%. I think your emotions don't need intelligence to work. I think that you can, like, initial reaction doesn't use intelligence. Do you know what I mean? You can have an initial reaction to something and be like, you like think about it later and be like, that wasn't the smartest way to move. That wasn't the smartest reaction I could have made, but it's an emotional reaction. It's not an intelligent reaction. Whereas, like, on the other side, if something happened to me and I just think about it for 10 seconds and be like, what's the smartest way to react to this? I think I'd have a terrible life. I think I'd be, like, real nihilistic. You know what I mean? Like, well, does it really matter type thing? But that quote's too deep, though. Because
so what do you mean by it's too deep?
It's too
deep. We read book quotes for the start of it. Like, what are you talking about?
Because, like, I feel like it only uses 3 words, and I'm, like, still, like, wearing that around. Like, do you think that your emotions, like, do you think you're emotionally intelligent?
I think I'm learning to become more emotionally intelligent.
Would you say, like,
I mean, how would you define emotional intelligence?
I would say that you can... I would say that you can define the...
No, what did you think that made you... Because that's what I want to know.
No. Yeah. I would say that you can define the emotions that you feel and understand where they place in like reactions. So, for example, if you just walked outside and someone said something to you that you weren't sure how to like react to, let's say that it could have been like, I don't know, xenophobic, for example, and you don't know whether to get angry or sad or just pass it off. If you're emotionally intelligent, you understand as well what they might want you to respond with. So you harbor your emotions based on the situation at hand. If you're not emotionally intelligent, I think that you will play with your initial reaction and just emotionally react and just lash out.
I think in that sense, I probably am emotionally intelligent, but I'm not really sure I like that kind of that you were talking about, the kind of like the separation that implying that if you have an emotional reaction that you're not emotionally intelligent. Like, I'm not really sure I like that, because when I was reading this quote, it got me thinking about how in society we love to separate emotions and intelligence.
Okay.
And especially if you look at it in a gendered point of view, we really push in general, like, women, young girls to be quite in tune with their emotions. And
right.
Then it's interesting because then in a work setting, we're then like, no, we don't need to show any form of emotions in the office, but that's like a separate conversation. It's just like, why are we, that just doesn't make sense to me.
100%. I feel like we definitely say that people who are too emotional, we automatically cover them
with
this blanket of like, you're not intelligent.
Yeah.
Like,
which I just fundamentally disagree with.
That's very true.
But to maybe answer your question, go on a tangent.
Mm.
I think that sometimes I don't allow myself to express emotions, that in general I should be more emotional. I think that's probably my position there, because I harbor a lot of emotions inside me,
right,
and don't necessarily express them, and that's not good for anybody, especially
yes.
Not good for me.
No, I totally get you. I mean, like, we kind of, I remember talking about the fact that I don't feel anger. Like, I can't.
Yeah,
I had to go to therapy.
I think about that probably once a week.
I had to go to therapy to feel anger, and like, I remember my therapist is like, what are you doing here? But like, essentially, I didn't know how to process that emotion. It wasn't that it wasn't there. It just, like, that I wasn't recognizing its feeling.
Mm.
And I think the same with, it, like, how you were just saying, like, oh, like, you know, am I emotionally intelligent? Am I harboring these emotions? I think that as long as you're recognizing them and recognizing that they're there, you don't exactly have to make them externally focused.
Because is being good at masking your emotions emotional intelligence?
Yes. Oh. It's not good. It's not good. Trust me, it's not good. But how do you think you mask those emotions, you know? Like, how do you know?
By making people laugh. I mean, what are we talking? What are us? We live in New Zealand. What are we doing?
Oh yeah, we're two hurt men right now. And here we are doing a podcast.
And I'm not even necessarily meaning like it's all hurt emotions that I mask.
Right.
Like sometimes it's like extreme levels of joy that I may mask.
Okay. Yeah. 100%.
Like it's the extremes that I'm like.
Yes.
Well, not even the extremes because I don't really show. There are some emotions that I don't really show much at all.
Mm-hmm.
Like we've talked about previously in past episodes about how. My mum gave me advice that I sweat the little things too much. Like, I get frustrated about small things a lot, but I'm not, I don't express that at all. Partially because I know that, yo, I need to relax. Give me 2 minutes. And
it's
like,
not that deep.
But the thing is, I tell myself, am I going to care about this in 20 years? Probably not, so it's not that deep. But then, are you going to care about much that you're stressed about now in 20 years?
Oh,
so you're going to express much?
Fam.
Like, you're probably not, right?
Whatever decision you make right now will be the right one in 5 years. Do you know what I mean? You're not thinking about the decisions that you make.
I would like to think that's true. I don't think
No, 100%. No. It's not true on like a theoretical front, but you'll convince yourself otherwise because you're going to go down a path in your life where you're not going to be thinking about, oh, if I get this egg salad sandwich, is it going to ruin my day? You're not thinking about that. The decision that you made just then is going to be the right one to the point where you're just going to comb over it in 5 years.
Well, that kind of implies that you're not going to have any regrets in your life.
Correct. That's how people live.
How about you?
Yeah.
You don't have any regrets in your life?
Not anymore.
And I... Not even, what changed?
Like, I wake up the next morning. You know what I mean? things are fine.
Well,
if I stress over that and I stress over the fact that, man, I really regret saying that or doing that like last year or 2 years or 5 years ago, then I'm just going to be living in the past and that's just going to be hurt. If I live in the past and I can't get over that, that's going to be hurt. And that's where emotional intelligence really comes in terms of like how good can you let go of an emotion that you were supposed to feel? How fast can you let go of that emotion that's like, man, I was really feeling regretful at that point. And am I going to stay in that for the next 2 years? No.
So what do you think, when it comes to your emotions, how do you think you need to grow, improve, develop? If you think you do, maybe you're happy with your ability to process your emotions, to express your emotions, to when appropriate. Because I'm not saying that it's never appropriate to mask your emotions. There are times where it's like, okay, let me chill for a bit and I can kind of talk about it in the future.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm gonna bring up two things, right? One is very much directly linked to Black culture. And I don't know if this video had the same impact that it did on me that it will on you, but do you remember Dr. Dre signed to Apple? He pretty much sold Beats by Dr. Dre to Apple.
Mm-hmm.
And it made him the first billionaire, Black billionaire from music, right? And there's a video of him after the meeting in the elevator filmed by one of his boys. And he is ecstatic. He's crying. He's like, yes, yes, yes. And the fact, that made me sad because the fact that he couldn't express that in the meeting room and had to get that out in the elevator just meant for me of like, oh, masking these emotions does not just mean that, you know, masking them from yourself in important situations really says a lot about you and how comfortable you are with yourself. Because the fact is, he would have shaken their hands and be like, yeah, I'm a billionaire. Walking that walk back to the elevator, how could you not express happiness? What about that situation made you be like, I got to hold this back?
Well, I don't think capitalism in general wants you to express any emotions.
Correct. Yeah, no, 100%.
I don't think it really wants you to
100%. Express any. If you make $1 billion, let's not even go too deep into that. But like, I feel as if you make a lot of money, you should be hurt, broken, and tired. Do you know what I mean?
You should.
Blood, sweat, and tears is what you should have. That's what capitalism wants you to believe. If you make a whole lot of money,
okay.
You have to be on crutches. You got to be the wise old dude that just walked up the hill. And realistically, tech billionaires never lifted a finger. They grew up in, what, Beverly Hills. That's fine. But that video really struck with me of like, man, that's where he feels safe, like exerting that emotion.
Well, I don't really think that people... Like, I may sit here and say that I want people to express themselves more, but when people express themselves more, that, like, you bear responsibility of experiencing that and then having to react. Like, for example, when people ask, how are you, 99% of the time, I will just say I'm good. Like, yeah. I don't really, even if people ask, like, how was my day, I don't feel the need to list every single small thing that I do in a day, because it's I feel as though they're just not necessarily going to care, and there's just no point in me saying it. So it's like, oh, it's calm. Did some like coalesce stuff. Did some like work stuff. Like I just keep it chill. And like while I'll sit here and say that I want other people to tell me, you know, what are the details of their day, ultimately, do I care?
Ooh.
Now I wish I cared more, but I don't know.
Do you think that you're more empathetic than the average person?
Well, I've been called fake empathetic before.
Fake empathetic?
I think I'm very good at performing empathy.
What?
That doesn't necessarily have an indictment on how empathetic I am, but I think I'm good at... Are you saying you're not good at putting on a performance? Come on, what are you talking about?
This is not on me. This is your question.
hey, stop. We go... Don't skip to the next video. Come through. You only just watched a little 10-minute segment. We got full 45-minute videos, fam. What you doing for the next 35 minutes? Nothing important. Go to patreon.com/unpack. We'll probably put it in the bio. If not, we're a joke. Subscribe, join our Patreon community, and watch the full 45-minute videos and enjoy.